Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have a woman asking guys, what would stop me from going out with you? Someone mentions her ankle bracelet. Looks like she's probably a Florida teacher that got caught with a student. Then again, maybe I'm wrong, and that anklet is actually the thong that slid off. She's delusional though. The only thing she can do at this point is Netflix and chill, and she'll get arrested if she walks out the front door. Up next, we have the next Disney Pixar film called Lonely Fools. It wouldn't shock me if they made this and it was a female empowerment tale. Also, shouldn't it be rated R instead of PG? She looks like she's missing a dozen tattoos, a nose ring, and a African in her hands. At least we've established that the reason she's doing this is because she has daddy issues. Number three, we have another Lonely Fools creator, and this one makes $80,000 selling pictures to pay for her cancer treatments. And I think we all know what men would do if they had to pay for cancer treatments and take care of their families. But seriously, good for her. This may be one of the few times where doing this would actually be commended because it could actually save her life. Moving on, I know I'm a little bit late with this one, but meet the new Romeo and Juliet. Romeo is on the right and Juliet is on the left. Or is it the other way around? Is it bad that I thought that it was two dudes at first? But seriously, how in the world did they ever get the boy from the Cosby Show to play Juliet? I also wonder if anyone had to shave their beard to audition for the role. There are many beautiful black women out there, why didn't they get one of them to play Juliet? Number 5, another Lonely Fools model went on a date last night, and the guy loved her until she told him what she does for money. Then he left and didn't pay for their drinks and she was out $60, because some dude with a receding hairline rejected her. Men only see women in two ways, wife material or sex object. He was clearly looking for a wife. Bambi here couldn't take the consequences to her actions, so she made fun of his receding hairline, but it wasn't a problem before the date. Up next, misandrists like this woman that was rejected often use shame and call men butthurt incels when they don't actually have their way or are losing their arguments. They say, who hurt you? As for me, I hurt myself many years ago only to rebuild myself back up. All they have is attacking our appearance and self-esteem. That's it. They can't attack our character because for most of them, they don't even know what that is. Number 7 is a plastic surgery nightmare. This is what happens when you get repeat after repeat injections. They cause the skin to sag and the lips to deflate. And you become the bride of Bogdanov. So people say it's not fair because they aren't the same woman. Well, just for comparison's sake, here's what the original woman, Jocelyn Wildenstein, first looked like. If we extrapolate this trend into the 2030s, this is probably where it leads. Moving on, this guy keeps his money separate from his wife's and doesn't tell her how much he is actually saving. One day she asks him how much money he has, and if he wanted to take some of that money and take her to the casino. He's married, so most likely half that money is already technically hers. But marriage is obsolete though, and it's just you battling for her not to get upset enough to divorce you. The girl you marry is different from the woman that divorces you. Her wanting to go to the casino is a big red flag, and she probably has a gambling problem. Number 9, in 1890, this was the fattest man in the world, and people paid to see him. Today, he would just be the third fattest guy at your local Walmart. Back then, you really had to work to be fat. The foods were healthier and way more expensive. Fast forward to 2024, and we have the world's fattest influencer, and people pay to get rid of her. Up next, when did it become popular for women to look for a soulmate when they're pregnant with another man's brood? She looks like she's in a bind and has to start dropping that neck. Pookie got her pregnant for free and now she's looking for a last-minute beta backup plan. A guy that'll pay for child support and receive no sex while she waits to see if he's worthy enough, even though Pookie poked her on the first night. Number 11, a Nigerian grad student uses magnets to prove that gay marriage is wrong. His research is even backed by the University of Lagos. Sounds like Nigeria is definitely not going woke. You should also believe him. This guy is descended from a Nigerian prince. But is he right because his simple science says that opposites attract, and that describes magnets? That's some Wakanda-level science there. Moving on is an oldie but a goodie. A Singapore man sues his wife for $120K for being ugly after she gave birth to an incredibly ugly daughter. She had $100K worth of plastic surgery done, as you can see from the before and after pictures. I predict a lot of cases like this will happen in the future because of all the surgeries women are receiving lately. I wish this were true though, but it never actually happened. It was fake news to advertise plastic surgery with the before and after picture. Number 13, someone gave their fat friend advice that she should lower her standards if she wants to find a man. But now she's upset. Of course she is. A true friend would tell her to lower her weight or lower her standards. But she doesn't want to take accountability for that weight. She also wants a muscular Chad simply thrown in her face. And then the person who gave her this advice took this picture and sent it to the Daily Mail. Yeah, a woman that's a 4 is not getting a man that's a 9. Up next, would you chill out with her? I wouldn't, as she looks dirty and I wouldn't even let her wash my car. This TikTok thirst trap probably doesn't even shave herself and I can actually smell this picture. For most guys, she's totally unattractive and to be classified as a woodwrecker. Number 15, I don't know if I should congratulate the creators or cringe at this picture. Is it racist or is it creative? It's the craziest cosplay that I've ever seen and it looks like Velma and Daphne have taken the dog pill. Scoob is probably digging for those treats, but they're probably in their derrieres. Hey Scooby, blink 5 times if you need help. That's almost as epic as myself dressing up as Robert Downey Jr. from Tropic Thunder for Halloween, and winning a costume prize back when being politically incorrect was still okay. Moving on, what the hell happened to Nikki Bella? Nothing actually happened to her. You're just seeing what she really looks like without filters, Photoshop, and makeup. But she's got fat and wearing a horrible-looking bathing suit, and of course, the wall takes no prisoners. Number 17, we have a cute couple, and the woman is a fine, upstanding Christian lady. She just recently converted. The guy's a beta doing beta things, and most likely soon to be cucked too. Looks like God also blessed her with a high body count. What a sweet future alimony, child support, and single mother. All I see here are green lines. Up next, we have a married NYC teacher who once posted about helping kids understand consent. And now she's been charged with raping a 14-year-old student. Where are all the women like this coming from? They seem to be everywhere lately. Here's another one that faces 50 years in jail for doing the exact same thing. 50 years, please. She'll be out by Monday. She reminds me of Michael Jackson reincarnated. Hee hee. But seriously, she'll be out in only a year or two. Number 19, speaking of God, a woman in Brazil prayed to a figurine of Saint Anthony for years, until she discovered it was actually an action figure of Eldron from The Lord of the Rings. We need to stop laughing and instead investigate if her prayers were actually answered. Besides, she never got attacked by orcs, did she? Regardless of if he answered her prayers or not, I'm sure that Eldron appreciated the attention. But seriously, why are Christian women worshipping idols that should be banned? Moving on, a Syrian migrant rapist escapes Swiss jail and goes on the run with a prison guard who fell for him. Women don't care how horrible men are these days. If he looks like a Chad with a six-pack, then it shuts off for reason. Women love violent men because it's part of their evolutionary psychology. It's all fun and games between these two until the day she says no. Also, let it sink in that women shame virgins more than rapists. Number 21, Gen Z communists have no idea what it is. If only they could visit Cuba, Venezuela, or North Korea to learn all about it, I can guarantee that only after a few weeks there they won't be communists again. America should let Oregon go communist and only let visitors from the outside in to see what communism does to a country. That would create more female Republicans than trad thoughts tricking Christian men into marriage. I've been to Cuba. You don't want to live there. Up next, what is wrong with this picture? Looks like the woman with the balls won. But honestly, I don't see anything wrong with this picture. It's exactly what women voted for. The women are also happy because someone is actually looking at this photo for a change because there's a trans woman in it. They're enjoying the ambient attention. Number 23, we have a woman that met a man on a business trip and left her marriage to be with him. you know that one day there'll be another article where she leaves this guy for somebody else. But men are smarter because when we do the same, we don't leave our wives. Instead, we just get a side chick. Had this guy done the same to her, she'd hate all the men in the world for the rest of her life. Someone needs to check on this guy in 2 years, though. Moving on, the woman on the right, a Democrat lawmaker, is forcing New York City firefighters to remove stars and stripes honoring 9/11 heroes after she says it's a fascist symbol. What a shock. Woman in power abusing that power. She disrespects the men that serve and protect her. If her house ever catches fire, she's risking they won't rescue her. Number 25 and the last one, fast food chains in California prepare for mass layoffs after a $20 minimum wage. Maybe the automation that replaces them will get their order right next time. It's either that or paying $25 for your next In-N-Out meal. $20 an hour for what? For getting napkins and spitting in people's burgers. No thank you. Buy stock in burger flipping robots instead. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making more, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.